Om Shanti. Today, 24th June 2018, a very special day for all Brahmins, Mama Day. We have been listening her stories for many days, and today finally the day has come when we are again remembering her qualities, remembering sweet Mama and her unshakable, immovable faith in Baba. Mama is goddess Saraswati, Jagdamba, Durga, Kali, Vaishnavi, Uma, Santoshi, Gayatri, Lakshmi, and so many names are given to Mama because of her innumerable qualities. Most of us have not met Mama, but there's never a feeling that we haven't met her. By listening the experiences of the seniors with Mama, there is always a feeling that she is with us, always inspiring us, making us move forward, and waiting for all of us to become complete and perfect like her. For me personally, the best qualities which actually affected my BK life in a very, very positive way are Mama's firm faith in Baba and her maturity and introversion. I would love to share one experience that once I was in Om Shanti Retreat Center many years ago, and Dadi Prakash Maniji had come there, and with her Mohini Behen was also there. So there was Mama Day. So Mohini Behen was asked to share her experiences with Mama, and it was a night class. Many hundreds of BKs were sitting there in the hall, and she started sharing her experience. Very famous halwa example. How that one party was taking leave from Baba, and Baba exactly at the same time told Mama or announced in the class or something like that, that halwa has to be prepared for them. And then Mama, without having any doubt, any question, any thought of that sort, she headed towards the kitchen and started making halwa. And Mohini Didi was sharing that how she was running towards the kitchen and towards the party where Baba was sitting. She was having so many thoughts that how would this halwa be ready, because party is leaving, and party actually left, but Mama was still preparing halwa. And this is what she was sharing, that how without having any shaky thoughts in her mind, Mama was still preparing halwa because Baba has told her. There was no question it will be ready or not ready, and how we all know that Baba sent some brother on bicycle to the bus stand, and everybody was in the bus and the bus started leaving, and how the bus conductor saw this brother on bicycle and stopped the bus, and halwa was given to the party. And then Baba said that now they will be remembering Baba, Baba's love. But the point here is that how many times we have these kind of waste thoughts, whether it will be done or not done. So that firm faith, if Baba, God has said this, it will be done. And to be 100% obedient to God is our duty. And Mama demonstrated that faith and obedience in every step of her life. Mama was absolutely royal. She never laughed loudly. She merely smiled. She could not get angry at all. She would say, lust, anger, ego, attachment, they are the doorway to hell. Also, as we know from many of the stories we have been listening in our Gyan life, Mama was very introvert, antarmukhi. Mama used words very little, but actions more. She performed the task practically and taught others the same. And if someone had made a mistake, Mama would then say, please pay attention in future. Don't let this mistake be repeated. Mama never asked why this mistake happened. What happened had happened. But she would lovingly give them the method and strength to reform themselves. Another example I am remembering today is what Dadi Janaki ji shared once. She said that she was with Mama and Baba called Dadi Janaki ji and gave her some direction. So after taking that direction, Dadi Janaki ji came in front of Mama and asked her, "Mama, Baba has told me this, to do this. What's your opinion about that?" And Dadi Janaki said that, as soon as Dadi ji said that, "Mama, what's your opinion about that?" Then Mama showed a very stern eye towards Dadi Janaki. And Mama's point was that, how could you ask for a second opinion? If Baba has told something, Mama will never have any other opinion than that. So Mama's faith and love for Baba was immense and very deep. Nothing that happened in Mama's life ever made her faith fluctuate. And this was one of her greatest specialities, which we all take inspiration from. Our sweet Mama was epitome of renunciation. Mama did not have any particular liking for certain foods. She never complained or commented about Yajna Prasad. Whatever she was given, no matter how much or how it was presented, she accepted it respectfully. She always considered her to be instrument of God, always pointing towards Baba, never accepting the praise. Mama used to say that if while giving knowledge, you have a slight thought that it's your gyan, or you are giving it very nicely, or you have a very lovely or nice way of relating gyan, then she would say that this thought is making the gyan contaminated. It's like you are distributing holy prasad, but by eating it first, by tasting it first. So it's not the quality of a perfect instrument. And we know that Mama Saraswati, her manner of explaining any point of knowledge was with full authority that made the listener easily believe in its accuracy and all doubts were clarified. Mama was always yogyukt, mature and silent, that the atmosphere around her always remained peaceful and cool. Like Brijmohan Bhai Sab says that when he first met Mama and sat beside her, he said that that was the atmosphere, the coolness, what he experienced that time. He said that I came to know that why the world is remembering Mama as Sheetala Devi, the goddess of coolness. There was so much coolness and divinity around her. One felt her to be walking lighthouse and might house. Mama walked like an angel. Residents of the ashram, Madhuban, would not even notice when Mama had passed them by or when she would come and stand quietly behind them, inspecting their tasks or activities. Mama's words were very sweet, full of love and respectful. Mama had deep love for the yajna. She used to say that we should never waste any grain of Baba's yajna. Once there is an example that how all the children of Baba, they were filling grains in the bags and some grains were scattered here and there. So when Mama came and she saw that they haven't cleaned the grains properly and the grains are still on lying on the floor and they are going waste, with lots of love, she told that every grain of the yajna is like a gold coin. We must never waste it. She knew the value of each and everything. Mama knew very clearly that knowledge means having the understanding of both your powers and drawbacks. Mama was knowledgeful about both. And that's the main reason she went ahead in Purusharth. And another major quality of Mama, which actually made her move forward, was that she never repeated any of the mistakes. And in the world also it is said, once you do one mistake, that is okay, a mistake. But if you have repeated that mistake, it's no more a mistake, it's a choice. So Mama knew this deep secret, and she never repeated her mistakes. She used to say that every moment is your last moment. So we don't have any margin of making mistakes and again repeating them and again repeating them. She was always attentive. Mama would say that, Hukmi hukam chala raha. The one giving you orders is making you move. Never doubt Shiv Baba. Become completely wiseless. Mama was fearless. She was a lioness, a practical embodiment of power. She had 100% faith in her own future and Baba's elevated versions. She accepted whatever Baba said and became the embodiment of that. Everything about Mama was powerful, whether it was in knowledge, yoga, or any other thing. So on this 24th June, Mama's Day of Remembrance, Smriti Divas, let's take the vow to follow Mama Baba accurately and glorify Baba's name with our every thought, word and action and become the most remarkable and efficient student of Baba. Let's take the vow to always remain in the remembrance of the Supreme Light, the ocean, the reservoir of all divine powers and virtues. Let me invoke all His powers, the very powers that His creations, the nine goddesses, represent. And this will be our contribution to the world peace, and this will be a perfect way to celebrate Mama's Day. In that way, it will be our true tribute to sweet Mama.